Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's another session at the clubhouse. We're back for more debate and more debauchery. You know how it is. You know how we do it here. It is me, Chief Gav, ever present as always, joined by the most calm person I know, relaxed, chilled. The man, you know, he's the tech guy, but he's the tech guy who knows what he's doing. Hizzle to the freaking fizzle. What's the story, brother?
Good evening, everyone. I'm here for two more days and I'm moving up north. Just like Dwayne.
Cool.
Amber. And then also joining us is, you know, probably the least calm dude I know. Just least calm, no attention to detail.
Cool as a cucumber.
He's a what cucumber is that, bro?
I don't even know, man.
You're not a cucumber, Uri Gaka.
Gaka.
Yeah. the thorny items that are growing in some sandy in the corner of some sandy munda in the reserve. Those Uri Gaka. Ain't no cucumber, brother. You're a gaka.
Gaka.
actually a delicacy, actually. Australia. I love that. But anyway, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. Long week, but we had it. Let's get going. Weekend is here.
Yeah, of course. Right. So we're just gonna get straight into it. Ruan Pina, legend. Marcel Couture, legend.
Dwayne Vermeulen, legend.
Legend. There were others as well, man, from back in the day. I just they just skipped my mind. Even Louis Ludwig.
BJ Botha, Louis Ludwig.
Yeah. Louis Ludwig as well.
Yeah, Louis Ludwig did well, eh? That guy was,
he did fantastically, man.
They loved him.
You know,
man.
So Ulster's a great place. Raven Hill, great stadium, great atmosphere. You know, the people of Ulster, they're very nice people. Ardle. Lovely people. They'll fit in really well in Ulster. Really lovely people. Especially the blondes.
Anyway. Is it Ulster or Munster where they have two training centres, is it? Or something like that?
No, Munster has two. Well, they predominantly train at UL. University of Limerick, and then they've got Thomond Park, and then they either play at Thomond Park or at Musgrave Park.
But they sometimes have two separate squads. Some of their guys, when they can't make it in, train at a totally separate facility.
Yeah, they do, which is weird because like Limerick is not that big a town. It's pretty chilled. But I guess the whole thing with Munster is that it's They try to make it sound like it's a community thing.
But you know, like we were saying before, Dwayne moving up there opens up a lot of gaps for the youngsters that are coming up.
Oh, definitely. I think developmentally for Bulls, for South African rugby, it's pretty good. It's a great idea. It's a great move because there's no congestion anymore. That's one huge... Because regardless of whether that guy... You know what I mean? He was... Even if he's 75% fit, he would play. You know?
75%? You think so?
Yeah, I reckon. Even if he's on 75%, he'd play. If it's a big enough game, Owen would slam. So yeah, I think it's a good move. It's a good move. Some youngster gets an opportunity, and that's awesome, man. It's absolutely friggin' awesome. Right, moving on. We need to go through the squads. What do you think? What is going on? Who's got the teams? Oh, I see. Ooh, HB is on a mute. I wonder.
Is he on mute?
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably shouting at someone. You know the guy. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay. So the sides, Argentina have got Gigena, Montoya, Medrano, Alemano, Lavanini, Gonzalez, Crema, Matera, Bertrano, Carreras, Bofelli, Chocobares, Sinti, Cordero, and Malia. That's the starting 15. On the reserves, they've got Sosino, Mazio, Halen. Oh my God. Pagadizaval. Zaval or something. Yeah, sorry. I'm not very great. Lozano is at, he's come in, and that's pretty good. I rate Lozano. He just doesn't get too many opportunities. Garcia, Viotti, and Moroni on the bench.
I'm happy that Porfield is on the wing because it means they're going to have a nice kicking game. Or at least I hope they're going to have a nice kicking game this weekend. Because Porfield is on that boot.
Carreras is the one that was playing for the Force, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. He was playing at 10 for the Force, yeah?
He's not a bad player, I think.
Oh, he's a handy player, man. He's a handy player. I rate the Owen. Gave the Chiefs a tough time, an absolute nightmare.
He's not a bad player at all. Obviously, the changes to the back row. I don't know. I'm a big Bruni fan. I think he's a bloody good player.
Whatever happened to Issa? Whatever happened to Facundo Issa?
I have no idea, man. No idea.
Man, are you telling me there's no room for that guy?
Probably not.
Come on. Come on. Get it together, guys.
I wonder how these guys are going to approach this weekend, though.
It's going to be obvious. Brute force, emotion, just sheer brutality.
Apply Lavanini.
Sheer brutality. And then, obviously, they want to be more of a presence at the breakdown, I reckon.
Are they going to get away? But you see, again, the question is, I don't know who's reffing this game. Does anyone have...
Please, can it not be Nick Berry?
I don't think
Nick Berry to the rescue.
because what you will find is, and hopefully the All Blacks, I'm sure they're not going to take the same... Well, they haven't taken the same approach as SA did during the Lions series. But it would be nice to see some quick ball and to actually see what the All Blacks can do if the ball is not slowed down as much as what happened last weekend. That would be nice to see. But again, they knew that is where the All Blacks are. You allow them to play fast, you will struggle. So they played it well as well. And they played the ref very well, knowing that he isn't that great at the breakdown. And they took their chance and they went with it. I don't know if they'll get away with it again this weekend.
You see what that Desmond said?
What did he say?
He's like, we had a lot of penalties, 18 in total, but I'm not going to make a video for the internet about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but for me, right? Like, bro, like, really? Like, bro, you just got chired 39-0. Sit the fuck down. Shut the fuck up.
You know?
Right.
I don't think like, those 18 bro, penalties like, are going to make it.
That high horse ain't that high. Just get out of the hole and just shut up.
18 penalties when you're in your 22,
bruh,
for three quarters of the game. That doesn't work.
What are you trying to take attention away from your bad performance? Rossi is there chilling and saying, "Oh, we won the Lions tour."
And that's
won the Lions.
It worked. His tactic worked, though.
You just got clapped 39-0. Yeah. I think
That comment shocked me. I was like, do you really have time to be throwing shade? Like, go and organize your team because you got another round of that same punishment coming this weekend. Like,
what do you expect? He's got chicks next to him, so
checker.
That's where he gets that.
And also, you want to cuck on the urn whose team chired you?
This is it.
20 plus.
Speaking about Checker, did you watch Checker about Quaid Cooper?
What did he say?
Checker's throwing heavy shit on Quaid.
What the problem is? There's no coach that's coming out and actually accepting that. That's going to come out and accept that a player that they didn't pick.
That they fucked up.
that they messed up.
Because you're saying that I made a mistake.
Yeah. What did he say?
He was basically downplaying that Quaid Cooper's an awesome player and that he was a talent who was misused. when they
What did he say? You're gonna tell me, right? And look, with all due respect, he's a professional rugby player, so Mans knows what he's doing. But you're going to tell me that Bernard Foley is on the same level as Quade Cooper. Bernard Foley built his reputation on two things. Being a niggly bastard, which he was, dude, and one super rugby title with the Waratahs. Which again, you know, we'll give him that, we'll give him credit for that. But to say that he is that guy was by far the better player. There was a better player than Quade Cooper. I'm sorry, that's rubbish. Like,
it's
honestly,
it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Absolute
nonsense. Quade Cooper was hit by politics.
Yep.
Quade Cooper was hit by politics. People thought personalities win. Picking personalities. And let's be honest, right? Quade Cooper, the amount of niggle he had, he's had in his career, it was only with the All Blacks, right?
Yeah.
Bernard Foley was no better. Bro, have you ever watched the All Blacks playing the Wallabies?
He used to struggle.
That Owen, and there's the one time when him and Sonny Bill nearly went toe to toe. Sonny Bill's, and then I think Crotty was like, "Leave him alone, you'll kill him."
Didn't Foley get carded? I think it was twice against the All Blacks. Yellow cards just before the 2019 World Cup. He was actually struggling, and I think that's the problem, right? You got a coach that is really there who doesn't want to admit he made a mistake, he made an error, and it's sad. It's sad that, you know what, people are not willing to accept when they've fucked it up. That's the truth, isn't it?
And they made mistakes, but anyway, look, pride can only take you so far. Pride has sunk many a man, and I think it has sunk these guys. So. It's right. Done damage. Anyway, so
All Blacks. You got Joe Moody, Takiao, Lomax, Tuipulotu, Vai, Blackadder, Savia, Sotutu, Perenara, McKenzie, Bridge, Tupai, Ioane, Jordan, Barrett. Jordy Barrett.
Quick question, quick point of call here. We were talking about how if McKenzie goes to Japan, he might lose his jersey. But he's starting at 10 this weekend, guys.
I think some of these calls that were made are more to do with resting some of these players. Look, next week there's no running away from it. Next week is going to be a big one. I'm actually surprised. I'm actually quite surprised that Perenara is actually playing.
No, next week Aaron is not coming, dude.
For the rugby championship.
But he's also injured, right?
Yes, but you've got Finlay Christie and you've got Brad Weber.
Yeah, but the what was being said was that there's always a beef. There's always a fight, of course, between Weber and Perenara. But now that Aaron is chilling on the bench, it's now even bigger because now they get to fight for that spot, as in who's always going to be either seconding him or starting. So it's right now they're trying out Christie. Like you said, they're resting Weber for next weekend's game. So, and of course, Pernal had a good game last weekend, right? He had a very good game. He had some innovative things that he did. So I think it's doing well. Let's see what Christie can do. Give him a shot.
Oh, no, I'm happy with Christie playing. I just wanted Christie to start. Because, give us these guys. Well, again, Perenara hasn't played that many.
Put some respect. This is
his third game.
TJ's name.
Okay, this is TJ's third game, right? So I think a lot of players have been rested to try and, you know, I mean, you don't want Bowden would have played, you know, next week is probably going to be a biggie for him. DMAC is the second 10 on this tour anyway. So it was bound to happen. Ioane is another player I'm a bit worried about. not necessarily from a thing. I'm literally
which
working on his workload.
Which one?
For me, it's a little more Rico.
Okay.
Workload. I'm saying, you know, he's played every game this year, actually.
He's the hot hand at the moment. He's the man in form. Let him play.
You think so?
Let him play. Yeah, let him play. He's in form. He's hot hand. He's in form. Let the man play. Let the man do his thing.
Happy to see Hoskins back in the mix. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, too.
I'm hoping that he's going to be fizzing and ready to go. You know what I mean? He hasn't had many opportunities this year. And I think he just played that first Fiji game and that was it. And from then, it's been looking rough on him. Ethan Blackadder gets a start. Good for him as well. Him and Tupou Vaai.
That dude is a unit, bro. I'm sorry. He's a monster of a man. Jeez, he's a monster of a man.
And he's a special
absolute
player. He's a special player. Hard runner. Okay. You can add a lot.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good player. I'm looking forward to seeing what type of performance he pulls out on Saturday. Who's in the midfield again?
You got Quinn and Ioane.
Quinn and Rico.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Havili's had a lot of work done. Has had a lot of work.
Needs a break.
So he needs that break, I think.
He knows around on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, the bench is also quite... I mean, you got Cody Taylor, George Bauer, Ofa Tuonga Fassi, Scott Barrett, Luke Jacobson, Christy, Bowden Barrett, and Braden Eno.
Eno's on the bench, so yeah.
He's also going to come on. I'm sure he's going to come on probably about half time or maybe 10 minutes just after the half, and he's going to also come on firing.
Yeah. Which means whoever's there needs to make sure that they make an impact because we know what he's going to do when he comes on.
Oh, this is it.
He's not going
to He's probably going to come on for Rico.
Not Tupaya.
No. Dude, I'm saying it's a workload issue. I'm not the old guessing. Coach, but I'm guessing that's what's going to happen.
No, definitely. They need to manage Rico. They need to manage Rico big time.
What's interesting, though, for me, when I remember I was having a discussion with you last week, Gav, when we were talking about Amua.
What about him?
I can't remember who I was having a discussion with, man. I literally said the amount of work, the amount of carries that he had in the game, and I'm not slighting him. He carried the ball a tremendous number of times.
I'm sure he was in the 20s or 30s, because that dude was just there.
He was just there, carrying. But now when you look back, and now you've got this weekend, he is unavailable because he's got a calf strain.
Seriously?
Yes. And this is the problem. I was having a discussion with someone, and I said to them, that's the challenge, isn't it? He's still very young. And you carry. So where I think Coles and Cody Taylor would probably have done half those carries, right? Because they've learned to manage their bodies, they've learned to pick their fights and realize that I can't do everything and I can't be everywhere and just get knocked over left, right, and center because these are the effects. You play one weekend, you're out the next weekend. And how long is that gonna continue? And now when you've got Takiyao playing the way he's playing, that jersey is going slowly, pretty quickly.
I told you that long time ago. But in fairness to Amua, the dude, he came to play last week.
He put in a shift.
He put in an absolute shift. He left everything out there. He left everything on that field. The boy put in work. So I'm not even mad. I think he did. I thought he was fantastic. I thought he tried very hard, which was great, which is commendable. He'll be back.
You know what the thing is? When you're a young player and you lack the experience to maintain, let's say you get to the All Blacks and you want to keep your jersey. When you lack the experience to do other things, right? You do what you know and what you can. And so you pick up and you carry as much as you can. Even if you're out for a week or two, the impact that you made hopefully is recognized. And that then should allow you to grow into a better player. Because yeah, I'm sure. Had you gone in and you play like Cody Taylor and just carry one or two balls and just not try and be Superman, people will think, because Cody Taylor has he has that thing where he's been there, he's a name that's been trusted, he's cemented himself in there. The young guy is doing, he's using whatever is in his card, in his stack of cards to yeah. secure himself. So, look, we can expect to see plenty more do or die gentlemen in any other team as they come up the ranks.
No, of course. I think the opportunities will come. The opportunities will come. And I think what for me, it still is a good situation to find yourself in, isn't it? Particularly for the All Blacks. You've got four hookers that...
Two on their way out,
yes. Definitely.
Yeah, but you're looking, but you're building towards the World Cup, this is HB. It. Yeah. So they're on their way out, yeah, but they're building. These guys are getting valuable experience so that it's a seamless process.
Yeah.
Definitely, I agree with you. I'm saying the way that Cody Taylor was saying that he's not going to take every run, I'm saying he can lean back on that because he has experience and his name is already cemented. So he can lean back and say, I'm not going to do every run. I'll just do maybe one or three or whatever it may be. The guy who doesn't have the experience or who is still making a name for himself,
he has to lean on
what he knows, what he has in his arsenal.
Yeah,
if that's making every carry, then if he wants to keep that jersey, he's going to make every carry and have an ankle sprain or calf sprain for a week and then get back on the horse until he also has the luxury to say, hey, bro, I'm only doing one in three carries. I'm not doing every carry.
But to be fair, I also kind of enjoying more and more seeing Takiao play. Not taking away from anything from Asafa, but Takiao has got a calmness. He's got a calmness about him, but he's doing everything. He's doing everything right, dude. It's quite amazing. He's doing everything really good. You know, he's getting his darts when it's, you know, in the malls. A lot of guys who are in his position who probably would have come in, I would have broken from a mall, I don't know how many times, and people would be shitting on me or whatever it is. And he's so cool.
Where are you going?
He literally fits into this whole thing. You know what? He's like a piece of the puzzle that literally just comes in there, boom, and just fits into it. And it's nice to see.
It's good to see. Definitely. Definitely. So, Aish, I don't know. Prediction for this one, guys?
This one will be closer. A lot closer, I will still go for 20 points.
I'll go for 15. I think it'll be 15 points. It's close.
I do not think this is going to be close. The only way this will be close is if we have Damien having an off day. Damien having a good day. This is going
to be
long.
Speaking of that, Damien needs to. Look, maybe it's because he hasn't played the 10 for a while, but hey.
Didn't he play 10 at the last Super Rugby?
There were some filthy touches. There was some filth from that young man. Hey, some of those touches.
I think sometimes he comes on and he tries to do too much. Like,
doing all of it.
Yeah, he wasn't doing everything.
What do the kids say? Doing the most?
I think that's what the young fellas say.
Yeah.
He comes on and he tries to do the most.
Yeah.
So are you saying that his 10 play from the last Super Rugby was terrible?
No, man. No, we're talking about this game.
But he played 10 during Super Rugby last season.
We agree. It's fine. He's a good 10. But, hey, he just played below his capability.
Okay. So, like I'm saying, the only way to be close is if he has a bad day. But if he's in form like he's been in the last couple of games, I'll take a 15 as well. 15, 20. Let's say 20. I'll take a 20. All Blacks by 20.
Yeah.
I say All Blacks by 15.
Yeah. So it's two 20s and a 15.
Yep. Right. We shall go to... The killer. Is there going to be a revenge? Is there going to be a tasty revenge plus?
I think there is a tasty revenge spot because this team hasn't changed much.
No, and
they've changed and the front row.
South Africa, but the majority of it.
But they haven't. You know what? They've changed the front row, right? But that doesn't mean they've changed. That just means they've changed the bomb squad.
Yeah.
That's all they've changed. And I have to give Ninaba his credit for this, man, because when he came out in the media, he's like, yeah, we lost, but let's not be overly emotional about this. Like, I think we were saying it on Monday, that they lost because certain parts of their game didn't go right. It doesn't make them a bad team. And I think he said that, he's like, we don't become a bad team overnight. These guys don't become bad players overnight. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, and he even said it. He's like, the backline felt like they didn't fire. And it wasn't just individual errors. It was more of us as a unit. We didn't fire as a unit.
And that's a fact.
Bro, he wasn't overly emotional about it. And that's the first, you know, that's a sign of calm, guys. That is a sign of a level head.
Look, when you look back at that game, really and truly, even when they were not working, they only lost by one final kick. Yep. They were winning that game, right?
Yep.
In that unstructured mess that they were in. Yep. So, had a few passes gone to hand properly, one interception gone properly, we'll be speaking a different tune right now. We'll be singing something, a different tune. Because,
And I think there was a bit of sensationalism.
I read the comment by Ben Smith, the journalist. And, you know, and that's the thing, right? You get people like that are going to make it seem like it was a whole lot more than it was. You know, I mean, it says the illusion that was fun while it lasted, but this is who the Springboks are. A very good 66% winning team. They won the World Cup with tier one wins over Italy, Wales, and England. They scraped back to win the Lions series on a last minute Mornay Steyn kick. You know,
yeah.
So yeah. I read that, and the first thing that comes to mind, I'm just like,
grow up.
This guy needs to get a life. I'm sorry to say it.
Consuming haterade by the gallon.
Well, this is it, dude. It's a fact. These guys are damn good. The way they won the World Cup is the skill, the accuracy to do what they do it, to do it the way they did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes It takes a lot, dude.
Man, this is a man whose feels were hurt by all the comments on social media and so on.
Yeah.
You know, and of course that page that counts every single day. Anzi, how many more days are World Champions?
This is the thing. I think that's the problem. So if you follow that kind of stuff, of course you're gonna be like, but these guys no man. Just let it go.
Let it go, man. Let it go. I think the England fans are still seeing it's coming home at every tournament.
Oh, this is it.
ain't nobody. Well, yeah, but anyway, that's another story altogether. but yeah, so this is going to be very interesting. Australia have named their squad, yeah?
Yeah,
they have.
Oh.
There's some wonderful changes there, but let's start with South Africa.
I'm disappointed, though. Okay, so
I'm happy.
You got Nyakane, Mbonami, Malherbe, Elizabeth, Ori, Kolisi, Mostert, Vermeulen, De Klerk, Pollard, Mapimpi, Yelander, Nkosi, and Leroux.
Same team.
I think the only changes is obviously Marvin Ori that's come in for Lou Diacha, who's injured, and then Trevor Nyakane.
Yeah. And then on the bench,
Malcolm Marx kicks off Kok, Van Staden, Smith, Visa, Yankees, and Willemsa.
Heschel Natchez.
Yeah. Heschel Natchez. Not a bad team, gentlemen.
It's a solid side, dude. And you know I doubt they're going to take it lying down. They were obviously hurt, and they, you know, the comments that have been going around would obviously piss them off.
I think the word you're looking for is powered them up.
Yeah.
Mostert cracked me up. He's like, we've been here before. And it in the Lions till we went one down. And there was
this is it, chat. Dude.
They're all right. And that those things are telling. They're little things, but they're telling. Those things will tell, will give you a sign that these guys are not, they are not as phased as one would like them to be.
They're prepared. So. They've got a plan. They got a plan.
And that's a big issue, man. When these guys are not as phased as one would like them to be, that's scary. That's scary. Be very wary. On your off day, you lose by a last minute kick at the highest level. Man, that's something to be thankful for. That's a positive, yeah. In my opinion. That on your off day, you nearly sneak it.
And such an obvious off day, and everyone knows about it. Okay, so should we go to Australia?
Yes, please Australia stop at all the things that we have been talking about that we did not want to listen, but clearly someone is now listening. Go.
You got James Slipper. Folau Faiga gets start again. Taniela Tupou.
Finally.
Matt Phillip. Lockie Swinton.
Why?
Upa. Valentini. White.
Finally.
Upa. Koriabeti. Kerevi. Ikitau. Kellaway. Banks.
That's the only smudge on that wonderful backline.
Banks again.
You know what I'm disappointed about?
You could put Pattaya there, bro.
I got two disappointments, though. Well, not three, actually. So I still think that slipper. Angus Bell should have started.
It is slipper.
Yeah. He should have started with Tupou. Matt Phillip, I think Darcy Swain should have come straight back into the starting lineup. Get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
We keep talking about Lockie Swinton.
Yeah.
Dude, he's not up to it. He's not the right player for what they're trying to achieve at the moment. And I think Pete Samu should be somewhere in the mix there.
Samu's a footballer. Lockie Swinton's a brawler.
This is it.
You need footballers. You don't need brawlers at this stage.
And then obviously the Tom Banks issue. Clearly James O'Connor is not 100% if they're not going to get
100%
him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
What's the bench?
The bench has got Kaitu, Bell, yes. Robertson, Swain, Samu, McDermott, Hodge, and Pattaya.
Oh, God. Pattaya
should be on there for Banks.
At 15, yeah, yeah. 15.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Hodge?
I would put Hodge ahead of Banks. Given that Banks has not given anything, as far as I'm concerned.
Banks is just rocking up with his crooked nose. Just,
but it's quite interesting that Noah is nowhere to be seen.
Guys.
I'm just telling you. I'm just stating the facts. He's not even on the bench, dude.
It's. But look, there's Valentini's here, right? There's the other flank who was looking good, but then
what are you talking about flanks? Are you changing the subject? He's talking about Lola Seal.
I'm making a point. I'm making a point. Allow me to drift. I'll come back home. There's Valentini and then the other flank who we're betting would make a big impact. I'll just get his name shortly. Those two gentlemen.
Oh, now. Not the flanker, the second Roman.
What's his name?
Lucan Salakai Loto.
Yes. Where is he? You see? Those owns have disappeared.
Maybe he's injured. We don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know.
You hope he's injured, Dragon?
No, because I'm that would explain why he's not there. Because then,
oh, you'd have been, I won't put it's it better than being cut.
Yeah, it's better being cut, bro. I can't
put it down to stupidity from Ren. Because I think I've put down a lot to that.
Yes. Wow.
Do you think that I would be hoping that this Quade Cooper Nick White pairing becomes a good pairing, like similar to how Quade Cooper used to work with
Will Genia.
Yes, that used to be a brilliant pairing. I hope that they have a chemist that they can build to really help this Aussie squad.
If he gets enough play time, I imagine it could. But this is the whole thing, isn't it? Australia have not given a lot of these players the chance to build these
partnerships.
Yeah.
When is Mahomes starting?
McMahon.
McMahon, sorry, McMahon, who's starting? Is he in camp?
I think he's in camp.
He should be.
So maybe yeah. They'll play him against Argentina.
All right, maybe he needs time to integrate.
For wooden spoon.
Guys.
You can't come last. Which when you're hosting, guys, that's poor.
Gumba when.
It doesn't work.
You can't at all. So predictions, gentlemen.
Yeah, this one is tough. Should I do what I did last week?
Mr. Do what you do, Drago. Do it.
Stick to your guns, Ixi.
I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to go as high, but box by 20.
I say box by 12.
Box by 5.
All right, okay.
It's going to be close.
Lucanio Ham is scoring this weekend.
Trevor Nyakani is going to stick. Turn out again.
This is what I'm saying.
Definitely happening. He's gonna do his own version of the Zulu turn out dance or whatever he's gonna do. Definitely, it's going down this weekend by 5. I don't think it's gonna be a big one, unless Tom Banks messes up, because that kicking game he needs to be on point. Banks in the back there. Otherwise,
nah. Very very good point there. Yeah, if he's not on point, it's a disaster.
If these guys are accurate, if the box are accurate about how they're doing their stuff, I think Australia will struggle.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Australia. Congratulations to Michael Hooper, most capped captain, now taking over from George Regan, is it?
Hey, and how old
Australian
is
Australian captain?
Yeah, most capped.
Isn't he like 60?
This guy can easily hit
100.
100? No, he's already hit 100, dude.
He's done 60.
No, I'm talking. Well, I'm talking about caps wise. He can probably get to 150 plus.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, probably.
Not playing the way he's playing.
They're draining years
from this young man.
I saw a picture of him. He looks like he's 40.
He's a supporting act. They're taking away caps from Michael Hooper, man. Someone needs to step up and help him. And I think, you know, if they play as well as they did last week, I still think there's room for improvement, definitely, when you look at the Australian side. So if they can put it together, they could pull it off, but it's highly unlikely they will beat a wounded Bok team.
I have a concern about this weekend's game, though, for SA.
What? Yes.
I don't trust Pollard's kicking anymore, guys.
Uh-huh. One bad day.
Yet another bad day? What are you talking about? The Lions, they called in Mona Steen. What are you talking about?
Mona Steen is not... Listen, we brought him in for the fairy tale. The fairy tale's over.
Ah, Jack.
The fairy tale's over.
Pollard was having a bad kicking day that day.
You're lucky Johan Huisen is there. You wanted to call up Johan Huisen so he can come and run.
Ooh, Johan Huisen is bad news at the moment.
He's bad news at the moment. So South Africa are in a pretty good position. I mean, if you got a guy like that who's playing as well as he is and he's not even in the mix at the moment, there's some good there. There's some good
talking about Pollard. We're talking about Pollard.
We know Pollard can play. We know when he's on song, he's on song, dude.
We're talking about his kicking.
It's like Bowden, dude.
We're talking about Pollard's kicking.
Yeah, let's talk about Bowden's kicking.
No. Don't change the subject. Don't save your boy by going left. Come back. Pollard's kicking has not been on point.
No, it hasn't. It's been a bit dodgy, but it happens.
Okay.
I think he's bigger than that, and he contributes a whole lot more to the game than just kicking. Defensively, he's a solid player. Even in attack, he's quite strong. And I think, you know what, he will come right.
Okay. So I said Tom Banks messing up those high balls is going to kill Australia. Andre Pollard missing those kicks is going to kill SA.
Remember as well, one thing to remember is when you look at last week's game, the contestables weren't that great by the box. So that's why I spoke about if they can be a bit more clinical with that, with those elements of their game, the whole thing, the face of the game changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Those pillars, if they just sort them out, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gentlemen, and I think that concludes this evening's show. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, mask up. And remember, Sober October is around the corner, so prepare yourselves for that. Boom, boom. Any last words, gentlemen?
Nothing from my side. Keep safe, guys. This thing is not past us, really. So let's just be diligent.
Quaid,
alrighty.
Keep the train chugging. Don't stop now.
Yeah.
All right. From here at the clubhouse, good night.
Peace out.
Peace.